Orders to advance. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Fox News has confirmed the U.S. has intelligence indicating Russian commanders have received orders to invade Ukraine and that final preparations are now being made. President Biden convened the National Security Council at the White House today.
Members of the administration continue to look for ways to de-escalate tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The president had a chance also to speak by phone with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron has been on the phone a lot speaking with the Russians as well as NATO allies. Meantime, the White House did not give us much of a new readout of the meeting, only saying they're still monitoring the situation. But earlier today, some of the same officials in the room with the president were all over TV, urging Russia to remain at the negotiating table.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Some protesters allege that police in Ottawa used excessive force clearing the Freedom Convoy truckers protest.
The Police Oversight Agency in Canada is looking into two instances that took place over the past couple of days. The first was on Friday, and that's when a woman was allegedly seriously hurt by a horse because mounted police were moving into this area. The second has to do with an incident that happened on Saturday and what police call less lethal ammunitions, which refer to things like tear gas canisters as well as rubber bullets.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. A winner at the Daytona 500.
Cindric is going to bring them to the line way up high to block Ryan Blaney. And at the line, Cindric beats Bubba Wallace by half a car length and they crash going into turn one.
Fox TV's Mike Joy. NASCAR Cup rookie Austin Cindric holds on in an overtime shootout to win the Daytona 500 for Team Penske. Denny Hamlin crashed out, ending his bid for a fourth victory. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Southern California Police Department is mourning one of its officers killed last night in a helicopter crash.
The crash involved two officers from the Huntington Beach Police Department. The officer who died was 44-year-old Nicholas Vela.
An officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra says Vela leaves behind a wife and daughter. The other officer is a 16-year vet of the department. He was removed from the downed chopper in Newport Beach Harbor and taken to the hospital in critical condition. There was a procession to honor Vela after word got out in the police community about his death. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A North Carolina sheriff's deputy is hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot by a suspect who opened fire during a traffic stop yesterday. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden.
This is the type of world that we live in. Just had a conversation with the White House and some other sheriffs about the violence that's in our cities each and every day.
The suspect was also shot and taken to a hospital for treatment. A new study has been released regarding children's mental health and whether states do enough to help school-aged kids. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
17 mental health groups helped the Hopeful Futures campaign produce America's School Mental Health Report Card, which found schools in all 50 states are simply not doing enough. All states, they found, except Idaho and Washington, D.C., failed to have one school psychologist per 500 students, and no state met the recommendation to have one social worker per every 250 students. Even before the pandemic, child mental health was getting worse. In 2019, the CDC found a 40% increase in high schoolers reporting reporting persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness compared to a decade prior. And a Kaiser Family Foundation poll of parents found nearly 1 in 3 reported their children's mental health became worse during the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.